Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 8th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up:
no one is going hungry if they're a Hamas fighter. Those people are underground while their people are suffering.
Israel says there's no issue with getting aid into Gaza, and voters head to the polls to decide on two referenda. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Irish voters will get to have their say in two referenda being held today. Polling gets underway from 7 o'clock this morning. Joe Caulfield has the details.
Voters will take to the polls today, deciding on two proposed changes to the constitution around family and care. Polling will open at 7 a.m. with stations closing at 10 p.m. In order to vote, you must attend a polling station, provide valid ID and give your full name and address. A stamped ballot will be provided by polling officials, containing short instructions on how to vote and details of the referendum proposals.
Israel insists there are no limits to the amount of aid that can reach Gaza as the US prepares to build a temporary port for the delivery of food, supplies and medicine. Joe Biden announced the details in his State of the Union address overnight. US officials insist the plans won't require American boots on the ground. There's growing widespread international pressure to do more to help starving Palestinians. Avi Heiman, an Israeli government spokesperson, is blaming the aid shortages on Hamas.
Israel is in control of all of the aid that's going in. Every day we're getting better at distribution, but Hamas is trying to steal that aid. No one is going hungry if they're a Hamas fighter. Those people are underground while their people are suffering.
A major report into the British Army's top agent in Northern Ireland during the Troubles will be published later this morning. It follows a seven-year-long, £40 million investigation known as Operation Canova, which looked into an IRA double agent codenamed Steakknife and the role of the British Army and MI5. Recently, the North's Public Prosecution Service said no one would be prosecuted in connection with multiple murders and abductions due to insufficient evidence. Ryanair's boss has reiterated his call for the Transport Minister to scrap the 32 million passenger cap at Dublin Airport. Michael O'Leary met Eamon Ryan yesterday afternoon. He wants the Minister to implement the proposed noise quota system for nighttime flights at the airport and abolish the nighttime movement cap. The Ryanair CEO has also called on Minister Ryan to take urgent action to realise its ambitious 50% growth plan. A United Airlines flight has lost a tyre during takeoff from San Francisco. The tyre landed in an airport staff car park where it smashed into a car's back window. The plane was headed for Japan but made a safe landing in LA and no one was hurt. The plight of domestic abuse victims is being highlighted this International Women's Day today. One in four women in Ireland have suffered abuse at the hands of a current or former partner. Women's Aid received 34,000 reports of physical, psychological and sexual violence in 2022. CEO Sarah Benson is urging women not to suffer in silence.
Those services are there for you, and we recognise that what has happened, it can be traumatising, can be terrifying, and we want to make sure that anyone who needs help not only knows what their rights are, but also is received in a compassionate and supportive way. And that information is all available on the government website, alwayshere.ie, or on our own website, womensaid.ie.
TikTok is facing a ban in the US over security concerns about its Chinese owners, ByteDance. A committee of American politicians has approved a bill which, if passed, would require the firm to sell its shares or the video app would be blocked. The US thinks user data is being accessed by the Chinese government, which is strongly denied by Beijing. In entertainment news, Rupert Murdoch is engaged again at the age of 92. The media mogul divorced his fourth wife, Jerry Hall, in August 2022 and apparently now plans to marry his girlfriend, retired molecular biologist Elena Zukova. He broke off an engagement with former San Francisco police chaplain Anne Leslie Smith last year. The Australian once owned film, TV and publishing rights across the world, having just recently announced he's stepping down of chair of his Fox and News Corp businesses. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland's World Cup game against Canada was the most watched women's team sport event in Irish TV history. An average of 551,000 viewers tuned into the coverage of the match last summer. Almost one in four parents surveyed say the more sport is shown on TV, the more likely their children are to take it up. Royal London says at the moment, through either a lack of airtime or wider exposure, some women's sports have not yet been visible enough to inspire future generations. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.